Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, beloved, to God's Purpose Ministry, where I am your servant host, Pastor Olivia Deloach. God bless you, God bless you. What a day that the Lord has made. And yes, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, beloved, we are in the month of April 2019, the first Wednesday in the month, April 3rd, a day that we never saw before and we won't see again. And yes, that's a good place to give God praise and get excited about what he's doing and how he's doing it. Wherever you may be, the Lord is good. Yes, he is. And again, he is worthy to be praised. Beloved, we're going to continue out tonight on talking about being single, but I was going to go into one direction, but it's on my heart to go another direction. And we want to talk about when we want to do it ourselves. But before we talk about doing it ourselves, we want to touch base on about how we hungry for love. Now, on tonight, I'm going to talk more so to the women than I am the men. And men can hear this and can walk away with something, but we want to gear to our sisters tonight, our single sisters. And as we said last week, even though we're talking about singles, this is for us married people as well. Amen. So I hope I get all the way into the topic, how to do it. We want to do it ourselves, but we must touch bases, I didn't realize, on the hunger part of us before we talk about do it ourselves. So on that, Father God, we just thank you right now. We're just going to flow, oh God, in your spirit. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take control of what's been said and what's been put out and orchestrated, that it will be for your glory. We ask for listening ears and open heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you know we're going to start with our declaration. And our declaration is, I declare I am a people builder. I will look for opportunities to encourage others to bring out the best in them and to help them accomplish their dreams. I will speak words of faith and victory, affirming them, approving them, letting them know that they are valued. I will call out their seeds of greatness, helping them to rise higher and become all that God created them to be. This is my declaration. Amen. Well, we want to go into, we're going to be coming from the book of How to Be Found by the Man You've Been Looking For, and how you to be found by that. And we're going to stay there a little while for the next couple of weeks. We will touch men, women, but today we're going to touch women. But let me start off talking about men and women. Now, here, where I always go, get your iPad, get your tablet, get your paper, get your pencil, whatever you take notes on, because I want you to take notes, and then I want you to go back and read the scriptures or what have you. Now, I don't know if we have open line tonight like we did on last week, but I'll say from time to time, make sure if you're on, just in case, put me on the phone and not on the computer, put your phone on mute, okay? Just put your phone on mute. Because last week we had open lines. So put your phone on mute. But anyway, let us, beloved, just start off with, praise God, start off with this. Men and women feel the options of finding a lasting, committing relationships are quickly vanishing along their hopes to fulfill their deepest longing to love and be loved. Now, I am a married woman, been married a long time. But when I talk to young ladies, my own daughters, especially my daughter who's single, and other young ladies, and I've heard young men too, they say there's nobody out there. You hear the young lady say, there is no good men out there. Or the game is, they're just crazy. Or people's playing games, and we don't have time for that. And nobody's really serious. And where do you find a good man at? Well, we don't want to find them, women. We want the men to find you. For the Bible said, when he that findeth a wife, find a good thing. We just got to be ready, all right? Praise God. So when you get that sense of that there is no hopes out there to fulfill that, and then your heart start lingering. I hear young women say, well, I just stay busy. I don't focus on that. I put myself in my work, my schooling, my children, if you happen to have kids. You know, in other words, I don't set myself up to be disappointed, disrespected, or let down. Amen. But there are some kings out there that God has prepared and created. Amen. And the hunger for love can do strange things to a woman. It can cause her to question herself and her worth, all right? She can plummet to new depths of insecurity, despair, getting caught up in late night eating binges. You know what I'm talking about, compulsive self-consumption, or you can become bitter, be bitter, or frustration, and letting, or, hey, look, you, some of us even go as far as letting go physically. We don't even dress up anymore. We hide ourselves. We dress grumpy because we don't want nobody to look at us. We whatever we do, putting life on hold until the night arrives only heightens her aggression because she is now not only alone, but but she's bored. So why are you sitting waiting for a Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now? That knight in shiny armor, you become bored. And this leads her on a more friend search for something that will put out the fire or yearning, the nestle deep within your soul. Okay, because you're getting frustrated. You begin to have self-doubt. Her search for love swings the gamut from endless conversation with other friends in the same situation to unproductive seasons of self-involvement that includes self-defeating, unhealthy habits. Now, you know misery loves company. Come on, beloveds, you know that. Sometimes when we down and out, we get people that's down and out. You lonely, then you get lonely people, and all we have is lonely down and out conversations. Okay? So we have to be careful of that. Many a meal eaten while pondering on resounding questions. Listen to this question. We have all the good men gone. I just told you that. Where are they? Where have all of them gone? As the answer appears, more and more inclusive resolutions are drawn. The life can go on without that special man. Yet hunger, listen to this, yet hunger ignores simply bars deep into the inner recession of your heart and manifest itself in other words, beloved, other ways. And we just saw that some of us binge, start eating, and get secluded, stay by yourself, cut out friends, stop coming around family. It just finds itself in other ways. The problem with hunger is that it's real. What you're feeling is real. Yes, how we feel has an effect on our health, beloved. Listen. It has an effect on our health. It affects us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. When we are hungry physically and we are not in the position to have a balanced, healthy meal, we have a tendency to settle for junk food. Come on, you know it's right. We choose empty calories of something that is filling but also fattening, seemingly satisfying but not nutritious. Now, you know that's right all by itself. When we are hungry emotionally, we can make choices that are just as unhealthy. We settle for what is available. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, no-win relationships. Come on. We settle for what is is available. A no-win relationship with men that we know are not good for us. Oh, come on, tell somebody. If this ain't you, you know somebody like this. And this might used to be you, who can never be a prospect for a committed relationship. What you selling for? This is when we discover that empty relationships can be more harmful than empty calories. Many times we emerge from these relationships with more baggage, more disabling dead weight, huh? And even a deeper hunger from all the negative experience we endure for the sake of having an affirming moment here and there. No one should crucify herself for wanting love. Beloved, don't feel bad for wanting to be loved. No, God is love. That's a natural feeling. The longing for love is a natural human emotion. It is a spiritual instinct built into the center of our souls by the author of love himself. Who's that? God. God also longs for love from all his creation, beloved. He places hunger inside us to cause us to reach first for him. Oh, listen. See how it shifts right there. And then secondly, for another. You have to know how to love God before you can love anybody else. We should desire to love and be loved. That's a natural desire. But the desire for love should not rule us to the point where we look for it in all the wrong places. You know that movie came out, if you're old enough, back in the day, looking for Mr. Goodbar in all the wrong places, trying to fulfill our longing with unhealthy alternatives or becoming paralyzed by our own yearnings? Come on. Now, how did our hunger become so overwhelming, someone may say, if it's a God-given instinct? If God gave me this hunger, why is it so overwhelming? Why is it hurting? Why is it not being fulfilled? We may say that from the moment our mother Eve and her husband Adam, come on, you know Adam and Eve, share a bite out of the forbidden fruit in the garden, women the world over inherit the consequences of her afternoon snack. Blame it on Mother Eve, okay? The punishment for deciding that God was not enough to fulfill all of her desires, landed her in a place where her appetite would never be satisfied. Validation and affirmation from her husband, Mr. Adam, would never hit the spot of her heart where she wanted to. Oh, come on now. Eve would always need more from him than he could give. This desire will rule over her. It will consume her and become an overwhelming hunger, unable to be satisfied until she realized what? That God was the only one who can fill it. Ah, tell somebody that's a good place to shop. Now, let me give you a man fact. Say man fact. F-A-C-T, man fact. A man can never totally satisfy your craving for love. His humility will not allow him to. He's human. He can't, beloved. You see, God has reserved a spot, listen, in Eve's heart for himself. He would never allow a man to fill the spot he created for himself, because then there would be no need for him. Oh, did you catch that? And he would never allow that. According to his original design, once he was allowed to sit on the throne of her heart, your heart, she would find all the deepest desires fulfilled by him, God. The man who just being the icing on the cake for her, for you, and for her. Her security, your security, and all that she needed or you would need will be fulfilled by the one who had created her and loved her, who had created you and loved you the most. However, now this is Eve. However, she canceled his reservation when she decided to become independent. That's why I was talking about do it yourself. She became independent to make her own choices and to allow something else to become more important with her connection to him, to God. But once she made her own choice and launched out into the deep of her own desire, she found herself, come on now, she found herself hungrier than ever. I believe we inherit her hunger, beloved. Oh, come on, sisters. So how do we handle relationship hunger in a healthy manner? That's a good question. I'm glad you asked. Many women have asked, if God isn't going to give me the desires of my heart, why won't he take the desires away? Oh, I hear that in churches. I've heard that in churches pretty much all when I was in church, when I go to church and be in church. Let me help you out here. He is not going to take away your desire. He gave you that desire. You are to have desires. However, get the word however, say however, you are not to allow your desires to have you. Oh, come on, high-five yourself. He will help you to master your desires if you allow him to. Now, God can do all things. Well, how do I do that? You may ask. I may ask. First of all, deal with the reality of your hunger. The interesting thing about hunger, even though we may feel hungry, the body does not go into starvation mode immediately. The body is able to feed on itself for 40 days before it begins to react negatively to not having food. 40 days, beloved, not a day, not a few hours, not a couple of days, but 40 days. The body can do without food 40 days. The first reality about love hunger is that you will not die without a man in your life. Now, somebody said amen right there. I heard them. Can you exist and actually thrive instead or just survive? The answer is absolutely yes. Your hunger is not bad unless it is controlling you, overtaking your every thought and culling your decisions, all right? If this is the case, it's time to take back your control. Okay, ladies? First step, get a love life. Get a love life. First step. Exactly how do I do that, you ask? After all, what is why I brought, after all, true. So, look, take your step. We're going to break this down for you in the love life. Along the way, you'll find confessions and all this stuff. Okay, but first, feed on the sources of love that God has already placed in your life. That would include God first, then you, yes, you, and thirdly, your neighbors, your friends, your families, and then even other men. Yes, this truly can be accomplished. In order to make wise selections that are nutritious to your body as well as your heart and soul, you must be full and whole already. Already. Catch that, already. The full soul will load even the honeycomb, but the empty soul will find even the bitter things sweet. Remember the opening verse to this chapter. Remember we read? It says, when the judges ruled, there was a famine. When your flesh or emotions rule, you become a prime candidate for famine of the heart. But when God rules, your heart is fertile ground for joyous fulfillment, regardless of there is a man in your life or not. All right? Now, here's your personal confession. I said we're going to do confession. I will no longer allow my hunger to drive me into the arms of those who are undiscerning of my worth and undeserving of my heart. Come on now. We ain't selling for anything. Now, somebody maybe say, I don't settle for anything. Guess what? You probably ain't always been there. And if you was, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But you got a sister, you got a friend, you got a neighbor, you got some young women out there. Grab this little bit so you can share it with them and encourage them, okay? Your relationship with God sets the stage for how all of your relationships will play out. Listen, all your relationships, all, not just men, all, family, friends, coworkers, okay, children, all your relationship and the man in your life. Remember that the first famous commandment is not a suggestion from our Heavenly Father is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is also followed by the second commandment that everyone knows, even if the person has never cracked open the Bible. Love your neighbor as yourself. You cannot love anyone else properly until you love yourself, beloved. And you cannot love yourself properly unless you love God and you have a passionate, intimate relationship with Him. It's all about relationships. The one who made you loves you most. He will tell you many wonderful things about yourself as well as His plans for you. Oh, yes, He will. He should have you beaming and feeling pretty good about who you are. After all, if you listen to Him long enough, you will come to believe you are pretty special, which indeed you are. However, if you are not connected intimately to the source of love, the voices of people will dispute how fabulous you are and become louder and drown out His still small voice that whispers such great reassurance of your worth. Huh? As someone once said, what you continually hear is what you will believe. Once you have accepted the lie that we are not special or lovable or desirable, we only have limited resource in recovering any small ounce of self-worth. Like putting down other people, making them look bad will surely make us look better, or so we think. Unfortunately, beloved, that's just not true. We usually end up feeling worse than ever. Even if we are able to veil our inner loathing, controlling our criticisms of other people, we can fall prey to the spirit of rejection. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Watch that spirit. Driven by our own lack of self-esteem. In other words, you'll tear down somebody else. You'll find fault in somebody else. You'll somebody else because of your own lack, on your own low self-esteem. Be careful. We sabotage relationships after relationship while constantly justifying the failed relationship with our own self-debasement. We'll come up with a reason why it didn't work out to make us look good or feel better. You got it? Amen. Ah, but when we are connected to the original lover of our souls, we are brimming over with validation and affirmation that liberate us to celebrate people. I'm telling you, you'll learn to celebrate people and even encourage them to higher heights and of wonderfulness. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus states, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Looky. Notice, He did not mention our relationship as a mean of substance. After all, Adam survived and even thrived while walking and talking with God all by himself. Eve was presented to him. He did not even realize he had a need until God brought it up. Come on here now. And this is the case. It stands to reason that we get sustenance from God, not only by reading the Bible, but also by our own personal interaction with Him through prayer and fellowship. It is during the time we spend time with Him, not just talking, but also listening. That life-giving words are spoken into our spirit that strengthen, renew, and fill us to an overflowing with the assurance of God's faithfulness and goodness. That's a good place to shop. Not only does He give us assurance of His love for us, but He also gives us the key to living the life He wants us to lead. Look, I'm going to have to extend our time to 45 minutes next week. But listen here, men, this is a man fact, say man fact. Men desire love just as much as we do, beloved. Come on, ladies. But most of them cannot handle complicated women burdened down with lots of baggage. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you. Yep, yep. If you one of them, just say, that's me. Now that God has our ear, do we have your ear? He promises to provide us with a great filler loaded with nutritionists for our soul. He will reveal our purpose and how to operate in it. Jesus said that His nourishment come from doing the will of his Father and finishing the work he being sent to do. How much feel do we feel when we lay our heads down at night knowing we have done what we were created to do? We have blessed someone during the day with a word, an action, or simply by just being there. We made a difference, a lasting impression on the body of a natural gifting that we extend ourselves to someone who needed it. It ain't all about you. Our gifts and our talents are things people celebrate about us, ladies, but we find it no big deal because the ability comes naturally to us, and that's why it's called a gift. That's a good place. Everyone cannot do what we do. You can't do what you do, all right, the way you do it. Listen, an effectual prayer would be to ask God how to take our natural talents and abilities and capitalize on them to bless people and prosper ourselves emotionally, spiritually, and perhaps even financially, all right? That overlooked ability we have with our children, decorating a room, working with numbers, planning events, or whatever. We need God, for the benefits of the people and glory to God. Then we can stand back and celebrate our handiwork and smile because someone benefited from us. Oh, I ain't got but a few minutes. Because I wanted to get to the land of do-it-yourself. Write this down if we don't get to finish it. Ruth, the book of Ruth, first chapter, verse 1, 2, 3. I want you to read that. And it says, certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. Whenever we allow our love hunger, that's why I had to go through that first before we get to the land of do-it-yourself. Whenever we allow our love hunger to rule over us, we begin to look for love in all the wrong places. Love hunger is not relegated just to singles, beloved. The story tells us that a married couple here, okay, Naomi and her husband, okay, all right, y'all got it, as well as they two single young men, their son, left the safe haven of Bethlehem, which means house of bread, in Judah, which means praise, and went to a place called Moab. You see, if we do not know our purpose, why we are where we are, we will become distracted by our hunger. Fail to realize that all we need is already here where we are, and we will move from that place where God has placed us in order to receive our heart's desire. Oh, you better catch it. The man leading this expedition from the house of bread was Elimelech, which means God is my king. Amazingly, when we are overwhelmed by hunger, meaning that desire that's eating us up or where we are, we forget who we are, who God is, and how he's able to supply all our needs. We step out of character, beloved, and do things that go against the grain of who we were created to be. Men who trusted God and his timing for their life. Judah may be a physical place, but praise is a state of the mind and heart. We're going to end right there and pick this up next week. Okay? Praise God. Remember that. Judah may be a physical place, but praise is the state of the mind and heart. See, this we're going to find our next meet. Continue in the land of do-it-yourself. Beloved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I extend right now that you invite him in. Tell him, Lord Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of my sins. Amen. Knowing, offering that he is the Lord that sits over your life, that he loves and cares for you. I mean, really cry out to him. Make him the Lord of your life. And the Bible in Romans 10:9 says, and you shall be. You are saved. It's your name, the book of Christ. Beloved, if you have enjoyed this, praise God. I just give God the glory. I just ask you to give the number to someone else, call in, share with them, go onto the website and pull it up through that. We ask you to continue to pray for us as we pray for you. I love you in Christ. There is nothing you can do about it. Don't just be blessed, but be a blessing. God bless you.